This is the local VK5 news segment, and let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. I'm delighted to report that following the working bee held at the Narra Court Repeater last Sunday, all is well, and it is working better than it has for some years. The problem turned out to be a very simple one, in that the cable ties which held the LDF-550 to the tower legs had gone brittle and broken, allowing the very heavy run of coax to put enough pressure on the RG213 tail from the antenna to pull free from the connector. Once this was all fixed, the SWR returned to a very healthy 1.25 to 1 on the output, and even better on the input. This means that with a decent mobile antenna, the Narra Court repeater is accessible from as far south as Nangwari and is full quieting from Panola. This is as good, if not better, than it has been for a long time. Performance has not yet been checked to the north, but it would be reasonable to assume that it should be accessible from as far north as Padthaway. Well done to Peter, VK5KBF, who did the climbing, and the catching team of John, VK5DJ, Colin, VK5DK, Trevor, VK5NC, and Tom, VK5NFT. Fortunately, the catching team was not needed at any time. Another job well done. Just in case you are wondering, the LDF-550 was tied using a combination of stainless steel and plastic ties this time. Our focus can now turn to getting some new antennas on our tower at the clubrooms to replace the old and somewhat forlorn 2-metre beam, which has been missing an element or two for some time. It would be good if we can put beams up for both 2-metre sideband and FM. The cabling for the HF beam, which was replaced very recently, is now working well. There are only 12 more days left now before we hold our 2016-17 annual general meeting, and I wonder what changes, if any, that might bring to our group. One innovation will, hopefully, be a differential membership fee, which will be slewed in favour of WIA members. Only about half of our 60-odd members are also members of the WIA. As the club has to pay for their public liability insurance, it's been decided that we should establish a membership fee structure that reflects this. We will therefore be voting on a motion at the AGM where WIA members pay $5 less per annum for surge membership than non-WIA members. This will, we hope, encourage more members to join the WIA. If all amateurs belong to the WIA, it should be in a very sound position, both financially and in its ability to deal with the ACMA and government. I believe that with the new board, we should all get behind the WIA. This could also have the long-term benefit of lowering fees for membership if we all belong. That's my lot for this week, so you can relax now. As usual, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, this is Jared, VK5ZQV for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Our next meeting at the Shack will be a social morning on Saturday, 12th of August, commencing at 9 a.m. Our next general meeting will be held at the Blackwood Community Centre on Thursday, 17th of August, commencing at 7:30 p.m. This will be a presentation by David Murphy on the world-famous Cricks Theatre speakers. Details of all club events are on the club website. We look forward to seeing you at one of our meetings. Thanks for listening, 73 from Jared, VK5ZQV, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everyone, it's me again. It's Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, August is very busy. We've got lots of things on this month, and the first activity will be next weekend, the 12th and 13th of August, and it's the annual Remembrance Day contest. So get all of your equipment ready and prepare for 24 hours of contacts with other competitors in the 2017 Remembrance Day contest. And the following weekend, the 19th and 20th of August, is the Lighthouse and Lightship weekend. So if you listen around the bands, you'll probably hear a lot of stations that have located themselves in various lighthouses around the country and overseas as well. So see if you can get a few of those. They're always good fun to make contact with. And last but by no means least, the ALARA contest will be on the 26th and 27th of August. So, yeah, warm up the sets and get some contacts in the ALARA contest, the 26th and 27th of August. And the other day when I had to change over the calendar, being the beginning of the month, I made the discovery that September's got five Fridays in it. Yeah, I didn't think there was another fifth Friday until the end of the year. But Friday the 29th of September is a fifth Friday, so I'll go and organise a venue for us to go and have another night of eating, drinking and bragging. So stay tuned for September's fifth Friday night dinner venue. And, of course, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday, the 11th of August. And the subject on the night will be communication support for Rally SA. And it will be presented by Louis, VK5FLY. So come along and find out how they provide all the communications for these very exciting events. And, yeah, put on by Louis, VK5FLY. And that's a very interesting name and call sign combination, isn't it? Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.